Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
Now,
Ebs, you have not stopped smiling since you came on here, so I got to ask you something. This trade to New York, how has it been for you? From just watching out here, and we don't get you as much as we'd like the games, but has it kind of recharged you?
It's fun playing meaningful games.
How about that?
I think this is one of the tighter knit groups that I've been a part of since I started playing hockey. So it's been a lot of fun.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, Canada, Canadian sports fans around the world, welcome to Hour 2 of the RP Show on this Wednesday, September the 16th. I'm okay with this fact, but the week is really dragging for me. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
Like yesterday, I'm like, it's only Tuesday?
A little bit, eh?
It feels like Thursday, Friday. It's not a bad thing. I'm okay with the world slowing down a little bit.
Yeah.
But I just can't believe it's only Wednesday. So some funny things if you missed hour one of the RP show here, your favorite sports talk show in the land. Mandy is watching in Edmonton. She says, my internet was down for the past 10 minutes. I feel like I totally missed out on something. Well, in Edmonton, what you can do is go get TELUS Optik TV and you'll get Game Plus every day.
PVR it.
Yeah, PVR it. You don't have to worry about internet being down. But there's that. Jeff Kozak says, it was a great hour to watch. Makes it funny with the times we're in. Well, I do try to entertain you. My wife says that's why she's married to me, that she finds me entertaining. I said, I'll take it.
Life will never be boring.
I'll take it. I didn't even know how or why the topic of me coming up on Off the Record. How did that come up? How did it come up? We ended up spending 20 minutes on it. How I bombed on Off the Record.
Was it about the Mike Richards missing out on the playground thing and over his head? And then
I don't know what it was.
I don't know what the trend. I can't remember.
So moving on to a couple of things. What was our breaking news this morning? So with the guy signing from Lampman signing the Utah Grizzlies, but there was something else. Well, before we get to the quick six show topics, just to re-up on that, and we bring in Andy McNamara from Rogers Sportsnet. Here's what's new today, too. A proposed class action lawsuit alleges some of North America's most powerful hockey leagues are conspiring to limit opportunities for young players. The claim was filed by Kobe Moore, a 21-year-old Lloydminster man, who played for four teams in the Western Hockey League from 2015 to 2020. The Toronto Star reported Tuesday the claim is seeking $825 million in damages. The NHL, WHL, Quebec Major Junior League, Ontario Hockey League, American Hockey League, ECHL, and Hockey Canada are listed as defendants. The suit alleges the defendants participated in an unlawful conspiracy arrangement or agreement to limit opportunities for Moore and other Canadians to make a living playing pro hockey between the ages of 18 and 20. It's an interesting thing, story. First thing I thought when I saw that was, why are you on four teams in 4 years? To me, that's a red flag in terms of a personality.
Yep.
Two, it's not completely out of line. He's pointed to Russia and Europe where you can play pro at those ages. You can in this continent too.
Yeah.
If you're a good enough player. I don't anticipate that this isn't the same as, hey, we're junior players, we should get at least minimum wage. That's not what he's saying here.
Okay.
He's saying I should be allowed to play pro if I want. It also smacks of somebody who didn't make it, and now he's standing back with his junior eligibility over and pointing his finger at the league. They didn't make it as far as he thought that he should. So,
but what pro are you going to go play in Canada? Like to get
Toronto
paid?
Marlies if you're 18 and good
if
enough?
If you're good enough. But
right.
If he's good enough, he would have went and got paid.
So, second red flag for me, and that's it. Maybe you just weren't good enough. So we'll see where this goes. That's what's new today. People were wondering about what show number. It's episode number 319 of Canada's daytime sports talk show. And regarding watching this show on Game Plus Network, Mandy in Edmonton says, yes, good idea, but I like the interactiveness, though, when I can tune in live. We like it, too, some days, but some people are annoying me today. Let's go to the quick six show topics. What do you say? And then we'll bring in Andy. We'll do it real quick because Andy's ready. Number one, it was an ugly / beautiful night last night, and I broke it down into the good, the bad, and the ugly. The good, the Islanders won in double overtime, and our great friend Jordan Eberle, Regina Products, scored the winner, forcing game six. Scored it in double overtime. The bad, Derek Fisher blows two fly balls in one inning for the Blue Jays in New York. They had a 1-0 lead at the time, by the way. And they go on to lose 20-6. That was bad. What was ugly was 0.3. The LA Clippers blew a 3-1 series lead and lost to the Nuggets in Game 7. 0.4 was the social media reaction to all of it. It was just so ugly I had to put it away, particularly on Derek Fisher. He hadn't had an error all year. And now people are saying, cut him. Pack your blank. Get out. That's all. It's
ugly. Sounds like what they're doing is Stephen Gostkowski in Tennessee.
But they won the game.
Who's probably going to go to the Hall of Fame.
Oh, exactly. Missed four kicks. Andy, we're going to ask you about that. 0.5, the Big Ten to play. That was the breaking news today, right? The Big
That's
Ten
it.
American Football Conference kicking off October the 24th. And the biggest reason I learned today, the presidents and chancellors of those 14 universities citing new information with regards to coronavirus as why they think it's safe to play. And 0.6, you got the U of S Huskies football program. Did you get a hold of Coach Flory yet, by the way?
Not yet.
Can you do it?
I'm trying.
You've at least tried.
Oh, yeah.
U of R Rams football program, they're all practicing. SJHL has opened training camps. Do they know something we don't? Are they waiting for things to change? And when they do change, they're all going to be ready to play because they're all together? That's what it looks like to me. So let's move on now and bring in Andy McNamara, a good friend. We teed him up last hour. I'll say it again. Former voice of the Ticats, former voice of the Toronto Rock, and all-around great guy. Now with Rogers Sportsnet. And is that your brown shirt you got on today, Andy? What is that?
Baker. Guys, this is my Baker Mayfield woke up feeling dangerous. Guys, you know how much I paid for this? $30 last year because I'm an idiot. That's why. But I still wear it. I got to wear it now. I paid for it.
Do you want to start with the Battle of Ontario opening up, or Battle of Ohio opening up week two, Thursday night. Do you want to look ahead and just forget week one?
Yes, I would absolutely love that. I would love to wipe it out of my brain. And you talked about kickers before with Gostkowski. Well, the Browns fired their kicker, and guess what? The Bengals signed him. That's how crappy those two franchises are. They're just sharing garbage. So, yeah, I would like to move ahead, sure.
Okay. Well, I tricked you. I'm not going to do that because I got to talk about the Browns. Oh. We're all, not all, Chris Jones' friends are Browns fans. So not everybody here is friends of Chris Jones, but we're following the Browns because right. I love Chris Jones. And they got spanked in Baltimore. You saw their receivers were trolling the Ravens before the game. So what did you, obviously you must have watched it. What went down there?
Oh, yeah. It was simply being outclassed. And I think a lot of it, what we saw in week one in general, but specifically in that Browns game, was the impact of the pandemic when it came to training camps. Not just no preseason, but these teams couldn't meet each other face-to-face. Like Kevin Stefanski didn't actually physically meet his team until like a month ago. It was all virtual training and stuff. So you're implementing another new offense, another new system, another new defense, and you're working all that through, by the way, while trying to defend the reigning MVP in a team that went 14-2 last year, who's been in the same offense and who is just growing. So it was just a snowball effect of miscues. The most concerning thing to me, though, with the Browns was this Kevin Stefanski offense was supposed to be, and I hope it still turns into, a variation of what Gary Kubiak and the Shanahan offense was in Minnesota, San Francisco, Atlanta before that, Denver, and that is play action. You use the running backs. Use the tight ends. Roll out of the pocket. That's Baker Mayfield's bread and butter. They didn't do that. They were empty backfields. It was really weird. So I hope Thursday they can address some of that and do better.
Do you feel like that game's miscues aside, because I didn't see it, most of the games I watched were pretty fluid, and I think that's because the coaching is spectacular. And although they had no games, it was just more reps in practice, and the fact of the matter is practice makes perfect. But because it was the first game, do you feel like everything should be thrown out because it really was the first game? And there's not any trend set or anything in week one, I wouldn't think.
Right. And Rod, I'm with you. And I was impressed overall, outside of the Browns, of how well most teams look. And again, most of it is the continuity part, right? Like Tom Brady threw a couple interceptions. Would he have done that when he was in New England? Probably not. So it was that continuity. But I think what it says to us is at least the conversation of limiting preseason games, it certainly has to be on the table. I don't think we need four anymore for sure. I think maybe two is maybe that sweet spot moving forward because the teams didn't look that much out of whack. And really the preseason outside of getting a little bit of rust out is more to fill out the bottom of rosters anyway, right? Now, you might miss out on someone like Austin Eckler, who's turned into a star with the Chargers, said, look, if it wasn't for preseason games, I wouldn't be in the league. That's where I impressed. So you want to have a little bit so those guys can show. But overall, I thought most things went smoothly. But you're right. If you see, I think the key is if we saw any extremes in week one, that's where you got to look and be like, okay, that's probably not going to continue.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, can you just give yourself a bit of a plug or a promo here for what you're doing at Sportsnet? By the way, I mentioned what you did before, but you're doing appearances right now across the land for fantasy. You want to just tell our viewers about that and how they can follow you and get fantasy advice?
Oh, absolutely. I love talking fantasy football. I answer every single tweet I get at AndyMC81 on Twitter. Use hashtag AskAndy so I can track it. So I'm answering questions on Twitter. Articles up on sportsnet.ca. I have my week two waiver wire pickups article up now on sportsnet.ca. I post all of it to social media on Instagram as well at AndyMCSports. Host the fantasy show, which goes coast to coast Sunday mornings, 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern on Sportsnet Radio. And we debuted a new show, Fantasy Football Live, which goes on Sportsnet YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch at 11 a.m., 11 a.m. till noon every Sunday as well. So we answer like live questions during that right on there. Like last week, Rod, we went the whole hour. I had a whole bunch of starts and sits set up. We didn't even get to any of it because we were just answering straight questions. So those are some of the spots you can find my work.
Well, I'll tell you what, I can't be happier for you to hear you say that. Now, that all sounds very busy, but it kind of sounds like my life now. Wherever I go, people are saying, well, Rod, you look so busy. I'm like, well, I don't feel busy because maybe it's because, it's what we're doing is fun and it doesn't feel like work. Now, what is your take on Steven Guskowski blowing four kicks on Monday Night Football? Tell me if I'm wrong. I think it was 23 kicks missed across the NFL, four by him, but 23 in week one. Was it as bad a week for kickers as it looked?
Here's the weird thing. Like, you could understand teams trying to implement a new offense. Maybe the timing between quarterback and receiver isn't great. Maybe someone's rusty on tackling. Kickers, you can go to a high school field. If you have uprights, you can practice. Like, that's what I don't understand, how kickers struggled when you could have been doing that through the whole pandemic. You shouldn't really be that rusty if you're a kicker. So that's what was so bizarre to me about why you had those struggles. And for the Tennessee Titans, that was going back to last year too. They had all those problems. I think Guskowski, he's a pro. He's going to be fine. You know, father time comes for everybody. So maybe it is the start to something else, but the team stuck with him. And I think they're going to be fine. It was probably, again, it's that word I used, extreme. Right. So we saw a lot of extremes in week one. I bet you we see the kicking situation settle down a bit in week two and going forward.
Darren DuPont's got one.
Yeah,
for
Andy,
you.
Nobody cares about my fantasy team, but you can help me out. But might apply to some people. Where do you sit on AJ Green and Keenan Allen? Because they're both on my bench because I'm deep at receiver.
Tell our viewers that don't know who they play for.
But, well, they should all know. Keenan Allen plays for the Chargers. Well, they're two of the top receivers, of course, and Green with the Bengals. So where do you sit on those two guys?
I'll start with A.J. Green. And A.J. Green, I was fading on all offseason because, guys, you look to last year. A.J. Green doesn't want to be in Cincinnati anymore. He doesn't want to be a Bengal. They signed him to the franchise tag, right? He's up. He had a suspect foot injury all last year. You have Tyler Boyd, who's an absolute stud. That's the fantasy receiver to own for the Bengals. I see AJ Green, while still obviously a heck of a talent when he's dialed in, doesn't want to be in Cincinnati. So I'm looking more ahead to like Tyler Boyd, T. Higgins in the backfield, Joe Mixon. Those are sort of the guys. Now, if you have AJ Green, if you have AJ Green on your bench, that means you probably got a real nice wide receiver group already, which is awesome. So that's a good spot to have. I would maybe dangle AJ Green a little bit out in the trade world in your league, see if anybody's interested based on name value. And I would do the same for Keenan Allen with the Chargers, because here's what we got to realize. Keenan Allen, amazing talent. We know a Phil Rivers guy who can get him the ball deep. Amazing. Now, he can line up in the slot and all around. My concern is his fantasy upside is severely capped. In fact, the whole offense severely capped with Tyrod Taylor at quarterback. Tyrod Taylor holds on to the ball too long. Tyrod Taylor plays it safe. He throws it away or he gets sacked. He likes to hand it up. He likes those short little passes. Keenan Allen is not going to be the WR1 superstar that we used to know and love. So if you set the expectations of, okay, maybe his upside is a flex with some possibility to pop to a WR3, you're fine. So again, I like your situation where you can have him on the bench because you're deep. That's great. But I would also, AJ Green, Keenan Allen, if you need help in tight end, running back, whatever, maybe dangle them out there. See if you got any feelers and maybe make a deal and sell based on name value.
I should tell our viewers that our director of scouting, Craig Smith, is coming up later on here in hour two, and we'll be talking about week two in the NFL. But one more for you, Andy. It's from Dan Ukrainitz, the guy who predicted before anybody else, by the way, that Tom Brady would be signing in Tampa, and we scoffed at him. Yeah. So I will give you kudos, Dan. He says, I got to get a fantasy question for the best in the biz. That's you, Andy.
Oh,
he says, thoughts on the Bucs offense as a fantasy option, especially Ronald Jones.
Boy, I'm staying away from that backfield in Tampa Bay. I've been saying it all offseason in week one. It didn't really give me any reason to be more optimistic. Here's what you got to do. And this is why in fantasy drafts, now it's too late for you now. But if you listen to me, you would have drafted an RB1, a true standalone guy first. And probably with your second pick, depending on how your draft felt. Because otherwise you're stuck in committees. So Ronald Jones maybe pops week one. Leonard Fournette's going to be more comfortable with that offense week two. You don't think Leonard Fournette they bring in is going to be stealing touches away? And then they can sort of cannibalize each other when it comes to, is it Fournette? Is it Jones? Is it both? Then you get into a guessing game. I hate guessing. I hate uncertainty when it comes to fantasy. So I'm not bullish on those. The tight end, same type of situation. Gronk, OJ Howard, Cameron Brate. Now OJ Howard had a nice lower end fantasy week, but it could easily be Gronk going off. But is Gronk going to get injured? What about Brate? So it comes down to me for the wide receivers for the Bucs. And Evans banged up a little bit. Chris Godwin is the stud. You got to go with him. And despite the two interception week, I still think Tom Brady, probably more for like DraftKings contests and DFS. Don't be afraid to put him in. I think he's going to get, as the weeks progress, he's going to get more comfortable. He's going to get better. We know what a competitor he is. So I think Tom Brady from like a DraftKings value is going to be good. And maybe keep him on your bench if you already have him. But try for a better option right now in your season-long leagues.
That was absolutely fantastic chat. Andy, I appreciate it. Hopefully we can catch in along the way. Encourage our viewers to follow you and enjoy week two.
Absolutely. You too, guys. Anytime.
Fantasy expert Andy McNamara joining us from Rogers Sportsnet. And as I mentioned, our director of scouting, Craig Smith, is on the way later on here in hour two. We're going to pause right now. I will tell you the Prairie Mobile text line is open. If you've got any questions or comments on the day's sports events, fire them at us, 306-840-8777. That is 840-8777. The number's on the screen for those watching. And Prairie Mobile is your authorized SaaStel mobility dealer. We'll be right back. It's the RP Show, Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
Prairie Mobile is your SaaStel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaaStel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse is a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
People donate blood for moments like this.
But there are lots of reasons why Canada's Lifeline needs donors every day.
Like the fact that someone with leukemia can need up to 8 units of blood a week. or the donated blood lasts no longer than 42 days.
Or to help new moms and babies, like Henry.
There's lots of reasons to donate blood. That's why we need donors every day.
The need for blood is constant. Join Toyota and our Toyota dealers in supporting Canada's Lifeline.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Hey, it's an interesting topic. I'm seeing Juwan Breskison tweeting this, by the way. I just want your thoughts and you viewers, too, on this.
All right.
He has just tweeted, hey, at CFL and at Toronto Argos, I have fans asking me where they can buy my jersey in the stream. Can you help them out? That's from Juwan.
And? Is there a reply from the CFL and the Argos?
No, not yet. And he tweeted that at 10:05. So that was like an hour and a half ago.
That's a problem.
So that's a problem. So aren't you? Yeah,
that's my thoughts.
There you go. That's a problem.
That's the problem.
You got a player on a pro football team asking the team in the league where people can buy his jersey because he doesn't know.
They should just reply to the link to argoshop.com and the actual link right to the jersey. Like it should be simple.
Whoa. Sports update. The Toronto Blue Jays look to bounce back tonight after getting pounded by the Yankees 20-6 in their series opener last night in New York. Toronto gets another shot at the Bronx Bombers in Game 2. The Blue Jays are now a half game behind the Yankees for second place in the American League East. Meanwhile, a day off in the NBA after two dramatic games last night. The Miami Heat opened the Eastern Conference Finals with a 117-114 win over the Boston Celtics in Florida. Later, the Denver Nuggets eliminated the Clippers with a 104-89 stomping in Game 7 of the Western Conference semi. Canadian Jamal Murray had 40 points for Denver, who moves on to face the LA Lakers. No need to set the Stanley Cup final schedule just yet. The New York Islanders stayed alive in the Eastern Conference final with a 2-1 win in double overtime over the Tampa Bay Lightning in Game 5. Game 6 is tomorrow. The winner will face the Dallas Stars in the Stanley Cup final. And one of the biggest conferences in U.S. college football is going to try fall football after all. Less than 5 weeks after pushing football and other fall sports to spring in the name of player safety during the pandemic, the Big Ten said this morning, it's breaking news, guys, says it plans to begin its season October 24th. The conference features perennial powers like Michigan, Michigan State, and Penn State. By the way, if you missed it earlier, the chancellors and presidents of those schools citing new information on coronavirus as to their decision to reverse their original decision and now to play. The president's tweeting about it. This sports update for the Tap Brewhouse and Drive-Thru Liquor Store at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina. And for Ben Cahoon's G2G Protein Bars, the best you'll ever have. With 7 amazing flavors, RP Show viewers get 20% off with the promo code RPSHOW. Order yours at g2gbars.ca. We're going to be talking all college and all NFL with our director of scouting, Craig Smith, coming up here. And that's in about 4 minutes, Smitty. So just so you know to get ready for that. But the thing with the CFL, this is what I do not understand. I said last hour, and I actually meant to go on a longer discussion on that, and then the off-the-record thing came up. But who is the salesman? Assuming everybody stays in place and nobody gets fired right now, who is the salesman for the CFL that you can see? People are saying G. Roy Simon. Well, it's not going to be G. Roy. I love him. But he's scouting for the Lions. That's what he wants to do. He's not going to be the salesman for the CFL. Maybe pinball? But I would suggest pinball's the best salesman in Toronto. The Argos need pinball. I'm talking about the whole league. The Rock would have been great, but now he has his own league to promote. Would have been nice if he'd invested in the CFL, but I feel like, well, A, the CFL doesn't want the help, and B, there's a lot of people, I feel, asleep at the switch right now. And the thing is, I'm chatting with people every day in the CFL. There's so much going on. Very little of it is good. But from a fan perspective across the country, who would know? And for to sit here on every day, I don't want to bang on the league every day. They got a lot of problems, and they know that. I'd rather talk about the more positive things because really the only thing to talk about the CFL right now is not that positive. Back to that salesman thing, Cody Fajardo's a fantastic salesman for Saskatchewan, but he's only into his second season. He can't carry the wagon for the whole league.
You're absolutely right.
He can't.
You're right.
So who would that be?
So I need everybody to take a step back from their world if you're going to think about who's going to sell the CFL because you have to think about this. Who are you selling the CFL to?
That too.
All Canadians, right?
Football fans around the world. I think people misunderstand
around the
American
world.
Football fans.
Great, even better, okay? So why are you coming up with G. Roy Simon? Hall of Famer, legend in the Canadian Football League, but outside of Canadian Football League fans, nobody knows who he is, right? That's a shame, but nobody knows. Pinball at least has the personality that you fall in love with him if you spend 2 seconds with him. We're talking about a face that's instantly recognizable to everybody you're trying to sell to.
Brock Lesnar.
Boom. That's why Drake works for the Raptors. Even if you're not a basketball fan, you know who Drake is. And then, well, he likes basketball. I'll like basketball. That's why Ryan Reynolds works. That's why The Rock works. That's why Brock Lesnar would work, right? You need to have a salesman. That's why John Candy worked. He brought people from his circle
Boom.
Into football.
30 years later, they're still talking about John Candy.
Exactly. So stop. Get out of your own backyard. You know, we often, it goes back to sports teams with their social media. Well, we promoted the event. What do you mean you promoted it? Well, we promoted it on our social media channels. We promoted it on our Facebook page. We promoted it on our website. Okay, you promoted it to your fans, the people who are already following you. You have to get out to the people who aren't following you, and that's how you find the
sale. And guys are writing in, and I appreciate the effort. That Rick Haglund has talked about, he mentioned Henry Burris. Henry Burris has his plate somewhat full on the coaching staff of the Chicago Bears. Marketing the CFL is the last thing Henry Burris is thinking about right now. And by the way, they should have had Hank doing it a couple years ago when he was looking for his next thing because he was missing something in his life. He's now found it. Henry's not coming back from the NFL. He'll be there forever.
Yeah.
Because you know he's going to crush it. He crushes everything that he does. Warren Moon, love him. The dude's 60. And are we wanting to market? Are the younger people going to gravitate to Warren Moon? I don't think so.
The younger people don't know who Warren Moon is, unfortunately. Don't, you know, they don't spend the time looking back at the old greats.
And the last thing, Wayne in Victoria, BC says it's just depressing to talk about the CFL right now since nothing's happening on the media side. So there's that. But on this Game Plus TV network that we're on, there's gamers that have their own shows. These guys have 10 million followers on Instagram. Guys that play video games. I know to the people of our demographic, it doesn't make sense, but it is what it is. It's there, right? So we got to stop thinking about the old. We got to think outside the box and look ahead, not behind. So that's my take, but that's the CFL has enough people to do that.
Yeah.
Anyways, I said that we would talk NFL and college, and let's do that. Let's bring in our two-time Grey Cup champion, director of scouting. Oh, it looks like $1 million. How you doing, Smitty?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Hi, Jasper.
Doing good.
There, he heard me. He's trying to get inside the screen. Okay, Smitty. Listen, here's what's burning. Number one thing for our director of scouting, Craig Smith. And by the way, a guy in Safeway last week said you were the best interview we've had in September. I don't know if you're... Well, he told me last night. But he said our interview last week is the best one that we've had in September. So you got a lot of fans out there. The last chat we had, you said, I didn't even bring up the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to you because we didn't have time. So let's do this. The haters are saying Tom is a product of the New England system and not as good as people think. And that was based on week one results. Cam Newton winning for New England in week one over Miami. So how do you feel about that? Is it too early to make that assessment?
Absolutely. There's no doubt that, Tom Brady is Tom Brady. And just think about how many different receivers, different types of talent that went through there. And you know, Tom was the guy. Tom was the quarterback. He makes players better around him. You know, obviously he had some difficulties this week. He threw those two interceptions. The one on the out, you know, you're told to throw that out. Make sure that out is on the outside, not on the inside. The kid made a nice play to make the interception. But, for first week, I kind of expected that. And the interception that went over the middle, you know, his receiver kind of cut it off instead of going deeper. Those are growing pains. And Tom's going to be back. You know, they're going to have a good run game. You know, Jones ran for some good yardage. You know, they're going to be better. Now, they may not be what I had put them at, but we'll see. We'll see what develops. It's a long season. That was week one, so we'll see what develops.
Well, they call it Overreaction Monday in the NFL, right? And it's fun. Yeah. Everybody's making assumptions about their team after 1 week. But with, you talk about the Mike Evans breaking off his route. I was watching the game. That's just a chemistry thing. You saw the two were talking to each other coming off the field, right? That's something that's not going to happen down the line. What about some other week one results of teams that you're bullish on? For instance, the Colts. I guess we didn't see that coming, that loss in week one.
No, I didn't. I thought that they would certainly win that game. Rivers threw two picks, two very, very important picks. But how about Gardner Minshew? I mean, Gardner Minshew was 20 for 21. He didn't have a lot of yards, no interceptions. And, you know, that's not a surprise. I mean, his last year as a senior with Washington State under Mike Leach, he threw for 4,776 yards. He's a guy that, and you know, he was that's the most ever in Pac-12 history. It's not a surprise that something like that could happen. And you know, obviously, I had the four games going for the first, and then I had three, and then I had one on Sunday night, and then I watched the two. So I saw. Thank God for football back, and Saturday was a great day as well. Watching college football, it was. Hey, you want to talk therapy? Let's you know, watch some football. But Minshew was just outstanding. Big thing was when Marlon Mack went down. I think he tore his Achilles, and you know that was a problem. That was a problem. So you know that run game is going to be a double headed deal with Jonathan Taylor, a kid who ran for a ton of yards at Wisconsin. And a 4.39 guy, by the way, but he was going to compliment Mac, who had 1,000 yards last year. So it was disappointing. That's just the way it goes. You know, obviously, I picked those Colts high, and you know they dropped down a fair bit. But we'll see what happens this week. They're up against the Minnesota Vikings, who weren't all that. And again, here we go. Aaron Rodgers. You got Aaron Rodgers. You got a shot. You know, it's quite. He's just incredible. You know, I'm not a Packer fan, and I never have been, but I, you know what? I love the organization, but Aaron Rodgers is something special. And boy, he drops back. He makes just unbelievable throws. You know, the touchdown just before the half, I think that was kind of the backbreaker. And, you know, he's just incredible. But you got a quarterback, you got a shot. Kansas City Chiefs, holy cow. Do you want to give them the Super Bowl right now? Obviously, there's so many different things that can go into a season. We've got to stay healthy, but wow. And the new kid, he ran for 138 yards. Edwards Hilaire, not Hilaire, Hilaire. He ran for 138 yards. You know, Damian Williams opted out. This kid just slides in, and wow, look what they have. It's just incredible. And the defense was really good, too. Chris Jones had two sacks. I mean, they're just super.
Smitty, I'm going to interrupt this NFL discussion with a poignant question here. With high school football not happening right now, Canada West not going to happen. If anything, they might play a scrimmage. The players are worrying about being seen and exposure and how this will affect the CFL draft next year. Just as a guy that spent so long in the scouting game, if you will, what are the pro guys saying about the absence of amateur football right now in terms of the flow of players into pro and exposure?
Well, I haven't heard any with regard, any, you know, at the grassroots level or anything like that, but it's obvious it's going to hurt. Hopefully we can get rid of this virus and we can get back to normal life and everybody can be back next year. But, you know, missing a year, you know, it's difficult. It's very, very tough for a lot of people. As far as the draft is concerned, I talked with the guy that is in player personnel and, you know, they're working hard, you know, looking at film down in the States and NCAA. They'll look at they'll look at 2019 film for the draft. It's not ideal, but agents will get the film into NC2A guys, that are up for the draft. Agents will get the film to the CFL, so they'll look, but it won't be senior video unless they're playing. You know, like some of the big time colleges are, but it'll get done. You know, they had a difficult time this year. They didn't have their combine, the CFL I'm talking about, and they probably won't have it again. But they'll thank God for film. And since I came into the league back in 2001, it's amazing how much advancement that has been had with regards to film. My understanding is most of the teams, they have all the NCAA film, for all the divisions. So they can go back from last year, take a look at it. If a guy's draft year is coming up, they can look at it'll be his junior year if he didn't play this year, like, you know, some of those 1AA teams haven't. And, so it's not the craziest, baddest thing, but at least they're going to be able to do stuff. And you know, they'll move on, and it'll be different than a normal year, but they'll get it done.
Well, I'm glad you said that. And Darren, you can appreciate this. I would be telling any high school, college player, dust off your social media skills. If you don't have a Twitter account, get one, right? You didn't have to be a professional photographer, but somebody that can edit film, because Craig just said it. We've got guys sending us, they're DMing us their film from the States right now. So for those that don't understand, and if they're not sports fans, they probably wouldn't be watching this show. But Craig, it's panic time for a lot of high school seniors. This was their chance, right? Or university, yep, junior. This is crisis to them. And people are saying, well, it's not a priority, it's just sports. No, it's a priority to these kids and their families. And it's selfish and ignorant to think otherwise. So the point is, yeah, they will be practicing. I love what you're saying. Get the camera out, one-on-ones. There will be camps. There will be identification camps, walk-on clinics, and all the rest. But it's stay ready, because this won't last forever. So anyways, thanks for that. Okay? And yeah, to Big Ten kicking off October 24th. Your thoughts on the biggest news in football today?
Well, it's great news. You know, as long as they do it safe, as long as there's no outbreaks, all that kind of stuff. Now, we'll see what happens with regards to the last couple of weeks with the SEC, the ACC, the Big 12. We'll see what happens. Hopefully there's not outbreaks and they can continue to do that. If those conferences are playing, why can't the Big Ten play? Why can't the Pac-12 play? Why can't that happen? You know, so I'm kind of happy with regards to that. But again, and I said this on the show so many times, as long as they can do it safe. And I'm in that minority where if I get this, I'm probably in the hospital and I'm going to die with my wife being at home, because I'm such at a high risk. So I have to be so careful. But if they can, you know, I'm all for it if they can do it, and if they can do it safely. And getting the Big Ten out there, it's an excellent thing. You know, such a great conference. Love watching it. Just like this past weekend, you know, watch Clemson on the weekend. Seen so many good college ball, and there wasn't a ton of fans in. I mean, it kind of funny that a lot of people are wearing their masks around their chin, and you know, how are you doing? But you know what? Hey, again, as long as there's no outbreaks, as long as they do things proper, and it seems like they're going to do. Sounds like they're going to be testing all the time and you know, taking care of business. And I'm excited. I'm happy that can happen.
Awesome. Good stuff. Well, this guy's a must follow on social media, Craig Smith. He's our director of scouting, and you got a lot of fans, Smitty, chief among them, right in this room right now. Stay safe, and we'll do it again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on again.
Our director of scouting, Craig Smith, joining us from his home. This is funny. Mandy in Edmonton watching. She says, how old is Craig Smith? Worrying about the corona. Don't you know it's not polite to ask a scout his age?
Looks
you
good.
You don't. He looks great.
Looks
you
great.
You don't ask somebody their age. Come on, what's wrong with you?
Never.
I say that somewhat tongue-in-cheek.
I know.
But somewhat not.
No, and that's a lesson for you know, happy birthday. What are you? And you always make sure. 29?
Don't say it.
39? You always make sure you go young. Like way. You don't even try and don't guess. Don't actually try and guess.
Oh, the worst is, how far along are you?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Don't say it.
How's your foot taste?
I know. Done it.
Picking toenails.
Done it.
Your teeth. We all have.
Mandy, we're teasing you, by the way. But hey, it's funny she says that. You mentioned all the advice that I hand out. You know, you realize the advice that I hand out is because it's I've broken all the rules. So I'm saying, don't do what I did.
Experience is something you get.
It's great.
Right after you needed it.
I was in the pits at the Esteban Motors Speedway, and I was talking to Jordan Reeves' future father-in-law, Mike Belkin, racing legend out of Winnipeg. And I said, what'd you pay for this car? What's it worth? And he's like, two things you don't ask a man. One, how much his car is worth. And two, I don't remember because I blacked out afterwards. I was so rattled. I don't know. You shouldn't ask what you paid for a house. How much do you make? How old are you? Are you pregnant? Help me out here.
And there's no handbook for it.
No.
You just have to know. Like, that's, yeah. It's 101 stuff.
And by the way, it's not Smitty's age that he's worried about. He's had some health setbacks here the last little while, but he's on his way back. He doesn't want to screw it up. So he's doing it right. It's not about his age.
I thought about this in the shower, about the coronavirus and people going, I'm trying to figure out how to wrap my head around that argument about why people stay home and why people go out when they're not worried about it. Do you consider yourself a $5 bill or a $100 bill? That's how I can frame it. If you just think of yourself as a $5 bill, go out. If you spend it, you'll get it back. It's just $5. No big deal. You're not worried about losing it or ripping it like yourself, right? Or getting the coronavirus.
Yeah.
But if you're a $100 bill, you tuck that thing in the bank. You make sure that's in your wallet. You really only spend it if you really need to break the $100 bill. You know, it's all about how much do you value yourself? And for Smitty, that guy's a crisp $100 bill. Like, we want to make sure at all costs that we protect him, spend him in the right way, you know, get him back here healthy when everything's settled down a little bit.
We'll be right back. It's the RP Show, Game Plus TV Network, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work. Follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait. Do it right now.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating. Proudly serving Regina and area since 1978. Updating and improving your air conditioning system does not need to be difficult. You can breathe easy with our 100% satisfaction guarantee, flexible financing options, and maintenance programs. We will be with you throughout the process from start to finish. Contact us today so we can help you breathe a little easier. 306-781-2090.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED sign rentals. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website. IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
Download the app today.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Oh yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Okay, here we are. Two more segments left in the show, and I'm going to start viewer takeover right now because overtime's coming up in the next segment. So we got a couple text messages here on the Prairie Mobile text line. Are you ready?
Hit it.
Prairie Mobile is your authorized SaskTel Mobility dealer, headquartered in Winnipeg, by the way. Mike from the Peg writes in. He said, as far as I'm concerned, there's no excuse for Toronto to not support the Argos' size of the city alone, but also from the perspective of the team's rich history and the players that have played for the Argos. List all the Toronto teams since 1967 to not only make the playoffs, but also win. Support the CFL Toronto losers, or please move the team. And LOL, Mike Richards' face, priceless. LOL. What are you doing hanging around playgrounds? Like, he literally didn't know what to say.
Oh, I know. But those guys are so great. I love listening to Mike Richards, Zig Fercassi yesterday. Yeah.
Voices.
Oh, man.
It used to be a thing.
But.
What?
No.
Mike in Toronto says, oh, my God, stop pooping on Toronto. Toronto needs to help itself, Mike. It needs to help itself. Don't get mad at us. And Mike says, we know there's a problem. I'm just reading the dude's text from Winnipeg, man. Don't come at me. Truth hurts. There's an example of the truth hurts.
Oh, yeah.
Don't point out our flaws. How about you go fix them?
Mm-hmm.
Jim Wagner writes in. Good morning, crew. Great show again. Good day, all. Some guy just sent me a text of a net and a hockey stick.
All right.
The two emojis.
And from the
535. That's all.
And all of a sudden, we know he's talking about Jordan Eberle scoring the OT winner last
Must
night.
Must have. Speaking of, Brady writes in on the Prairie Mobile text line from the 306. He says, hi, Rod. Islanders survive elimination for another day. You might want to check your spelling on elimination, Brady. Just putting that out there. Unless you got taken down by autocorrect. It's illumination.
I almost did.
He says, how about Kawhi? Ha ha, he should have stayed. Oh, Brady, you missed the start of the show, obviously, where we talked about that. Kawhi's fine. Doesn't regret leaving Toronto. Believe me. He says, Lakers versus Heat in the NBA Finals. He said, Joe Burrow is a franchise quarterback, and he showed it. Seahawks, prime time. Sunday, let's go. Is that America's game of the week? Patriots at Seahawks? I bet you it is. Cam Newton, Russell Wilson. It's prime time Sunday night.
Yeah.
Well, then NBC's got it.
No. Yeah. America's game of the week is the afternoon game.
Yeah, it's a Fox game.
Fox is the afternoon, and then NBC is Sunday night football. Yeah. I almost had the spelling mistake last night in here late, making sure we got the interview from Zig Fercassi up, and I posted it on YouTube, and I'm like, Fercassi is not a normal name. I got to Google Fercassi, and sure enough, I'd spelled it wrong. And I made the change before it went up and was posted. And yeah, but everybody gets caught. You just got to make sure you double check your work.
It's a fun topic if we wanted to go down the road of that CFL salesman thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm loath to do it because it's not our job. But you see what the fans are writing in and saying. There's just nothing being said about the CFL at all. It's between Three Down Nation and us. And I don't know. I know there's been a gag order placed in some organizations, so there's nobody talking about it, period. There's not a lot of positive news out there at all to say. But I think it's a fun supposition. When the CFL comes back, let's suppose they're going to use a pitch man, because they should. Who should it be? And all those names that came up, I love all those guys. Know them all. G. Roy Simon, Warren Moon, Henry Burris. What'd they say? All those guys.
Oh, yeah. Jeff Garcia, Doug Flutie, Damon Allen. All of those guys. None of them are going to be good pitchmen for the league.
No.
They would all be great salesmen. And when they talk to people, people would believe them and they'd be able to come on board. Guys, girls, get out of the bubble of the CFL. Get outside of it to find a pitch man. Somebody to bring another audience in. Those guys already have the CFL
audience. Eugene Levy.
There you go. Eugene Levy. How about Tom Hanks or Martin Short?
Oh, yeah.
You know, The Rock is okay. Brock Lesnar, Ryan Reynolds. Start thinking into some. all of a sudden, if you get a group of people that they think it's cool and that group can grow and that group can grow, all of a sudden the CFL will be super cool.
I was thinking about this the other day. Can we put up the comment from Trent in Norway, by the way? He's checked in late. Said he had music. It's almost 8 p.m. in Norway right now. Norway calling. Back late from music practice. Hope the Blue Jays keep up their winning ways. Will the Islanders make a full comeback? The NBA is going in a different direction for a champion this season. Stay well, everyone. That's the Norwegian sports report of North American sports. Have you know it? That's Norway's take on what's going on over here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, geez. Jeff the Stamps fans joined us. Where you been? He says those pitchmen take money. Yes, they do. Are you going to have the... put a camera on him. We're going to have to spend money, damn it. Back here.
Oh, my God.
I'm thinking about all these...
That's going to be hard work.
I know.
Oh, no. Like, can't you do it?
You know, maybe Ashton Kutcher would come up to an Ottawa Red Blacks game for free.
He's got the shirt already.
He's got nothing else to do. If you watch The Ranch... Several episodes. Ashton Kutcher.
He'd be great.
The male Cindy Crawford. What are you guys laughing about? He looks like Cindy Crawford, but male. Maybe he'd come up for nothing. God knows he's got the dough to do it. Can you imagine the buzz all over Eastern Canada? Ashton Kutcher's coming to a CFL game. Maybe pick up his flight. But it costs money. You know what? Have you worked in a CFL head office or front office? Because that's what I hear all the time in those meetings. Well, we can do it, but dang it, it's going to cost money. I hear it all the time. Edmonton had it right. What'd they bring up? Shannon Sharp, Flo Rida.
Oh, yeah.
Edmonton had it going. And by the way, where are they leading the league in attendance every year? Right? Edmonton's got, they've been leading it forever. Or at least for a long time. What's Nelson saying, our VP of Sim Events? The first year of the new stadium, the Riders partnered influences, sent them on a shopping spree in the store and got them to document their experience in Pill Country. It's now the hottest place to be in the stadium for young fans. What am I going to say? The Riders partnered influences? What does that mean?
Yeah, I think they partnered with influencers, social media influencers.
Oh, he got down by autocorrect too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So, Jeff the Stamps fan.
I've answered the question. Yes.
Jeff the Stamps fan says, fine, laugh. Are you opening your wallets?
Yes.
It's not our job to market the CFL. Jeff, what do you have?
Well, no, we are. Jeff, this show is not free to operate. Right? People come to us all the time about starting a show. And they want to do their own thing. And what's the first question? Oh, that's expensive. Ooh, that's going to cost money. Well, then you don't want a show like this, yeah. Right? Television is not cheap, right? To do it well, you know, to market the CFL well is not going to be free. Anything worth doing is not going to come free or cheap.
CFL fan base.
Actually, we should just quickly, on a piece of paper, Jeff, 101 school, draw a triangle. It's the triangle of business when you want something, right? It can be fast, it can be cheap, and it can be good. There's the triangle. You only get two. That's it. You only get two of the three. Good quality, fast.
Have it fast.
Or cheap. You only get two.
Yeah. From producer Ryan. He says, speaking of not free, we still have one commercial break left, so we're going to take it. Craig at the Hockey Hall of Fame says, sports, music, and entertainment stars that follow the CFL, perception is everything. Make it cool. If a player like Connor McDavid promotes the Edmonton football program or league, for example. For sure, for sure, for sure. Hang on, we're going to come right back with overtime. We'll be back in a flash. It's the RP Show, Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system.
Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand dry and inspect every vehicle for a top quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Sud's Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
For what it's worth, David Hookstead. Never heard of him, but he's on Twitter and he's verified. Must mean he knows what he's talking about, Darren. He says he's a Wisconsin Badgers reporter. He says the NFL's TV ratings have cratered and are reportedly down 28% to open the season compared to 2019. This is what happens when you make sports about politics. People stop watching. I'm just putting it out there. That was the first thing that came up on my Twitter feed.
Say that again.
Okay. Well, I lost it now.
Okay, it's fine.
Ratings are down 28% in the NFL. This is what happens when you marry politics and sports. People stop watching. That's what he
and
said.
And yet the Buccaneers-Saints game was the highest viewed game of the last 4 years.
Oh,
and the highest viewed thing on television since the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So, again, anybody can go to, you know, www.imright.com and spin a stat to prove that their point. And that tweet wants to say politics and sports don't work. And somebody else wants to say, hey, Tom Brady sells tickets.
John in Kansas City says the CFL leadership should be bending over backwards to give you and Three Down Nation daily content. They need to be proactive in promoting the brand. Well, when I worked on the other side, basically for a team, meeting with these top leaders, when I mentioned Three Down Nation, their face would gnash like, they hate Three Down Nation for reasons that I'm not going to get into today because we don't have time. But yes, you would think they would think that way, John in Kansas City, but they don't. I just wanted to work together forever. But it's their whole thing is if they can't control it, they don't want to work with anybody.
So true.
That's what it is.
So true.
What was the... Paul, can you put up the comment from Paul Shanks? Because Jeff, the Stamps fan, is going back and forth with us. He doesn't think we know what we're talking about with marketing at all, even though we started this show from nothing and took it to national television, and he's watching it. It's gone. Okay. Oh, he was getting trolled. He was getting trolled by a Rider fan. I wanted to read it, but that's okay. The poll question today for Capital Automall Universal Collision Center. Will we see junior hockey in 2021? The options are yes, no, and we'll see junior A, but no CHL. 49% of you, very optimistic, saying you believe we'll see major junior and junior A hockey. 31% of you saying no, we won't at all. And I'm hearing a lot of that, by the way. People just saying, I can't see how they're going to play. And these are hockey fans.
I know.
And business people. And the third option has 20% of the vote, and it's finishing third. Yes, junior A, but no major junior. And that triggered this comment from the Wildcats podcast in Moncton. These guys, big fans of ours and vice versa, big supporters, I should say. He goes, we're about 3 weeks away from seeing regular season Q action. Quebec, having already played four preseason games so far, hopefully the Dub and the O can have a season. And I guess that's where I'll end it, is that don't blame the leagues, don't blame the commissioners. We all want to play. It's the government. And I'm not necessarily saying blame the government, but that's who's behind the fact that they're not playing. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think that's going to inflame anybody with that.
No.
You think Randy Ambrosi doesn't want to play? Really? I mean, you can blame them all you want. It's the government that wouldn't let him. Or Ron Robinson, or Bill Chow, or Aaron Anderson, the head of the local high school football league.
Yep.
By the way, breaking news here coming down from my Score app. The Arizona Coyotes to name the Blues. Bill Armstrong is the team's new general manager. He's currently the St. Louis Blues assistant GM and director of amateur scouting. Bill Armstrong, set to be the next general manager of the Arizona Coyotes. Have we wrapped it?
I'm good.
Oh, Bidzy. Ah! What day is it, Dupes?
It is Wednesday.
Hump day, some would
say. Hump day.
The show is brought to you by Bidzy. Do you have a job and don't know who to contact? Bidzy it. Do you own a business and want to be alerted of nearby customers? Bidzy it. Big or small, Bidzy connects businesses and people to jobs. Post your project on Bidzy.com for free today. Coming up tomorrow, Joey Alfieri of TSN Montreal. Dumbalicious. Jared Dumba will be with us in studio. Gene Principe and Blue Jays great Greg Zahn. It's going to be a big one.
Holy, full show.
You betcha. It's the RP Show. Thank you for tuning in, Mandy. We'll see you all tomorrow on Game Plus TV and Facebook Live right here at 10 a.m. Mountain.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.